In these doubly busy times, I'm striving to keep it simple. Here's my favorite quote from Mohandas Gandhi, and three quick thoughts about it. The more efficient a force is, the more silent and more subtle it is. Love is the subtlest force in the world. I don't know about you, but I want efficiency and I want to utilize a force, which makes me wonder, as dad, prof, businessman, etc., just how do leaders love? Here are three simple reflections. What are yours? Number one, they nurture their own goodness. How? They seek out and let in that which ennobles and energizes them. For example, the care of others, the beauty of nature, laughter, and if they're lucky enough to experience it, the love of God. If love is as awesome a force as Gandhi posits, then I want to be infused with that force. Two, they cultivate their ability to see, savor, and to celebrate the good in others. In lay terms, they seek out and point out goodness, sincerely and often. Three, they know their role is not to judge others, although frequently they may have to assess the behavior of others. Thus, they observe with compassion as they would want to be observed. They give the benefit of the doubt as they would want to be given that wonderful benefit. Their inclination is to see the good and good faith in others. Where others seem rude, angry, or duplicitous, they check their own perceptions and hold off the judgment that bad behavior means a bad person. They seek to see the good, even when others seem to offer ill. And if this seems crazy, impossible, or dangerous, they ask themselves, but what if I am made of and made for love? How do I find within myself that most subtle and efficient force that will allow me truly to lead with my best self?